Welcome to the Skull King Football Podcast, presented by Vox DFS Firelines. Now, here are your hosts, Justin and Ryan Skullrude.
Hey, Skull King Nation, welcome back to part two of our episode tonight. We already went over the news notes in our first section. Again, just to kind of clarify, we are kind of splitting up our episodes that we do each night into multiple sections so that you only have to listen to what you want to listen to. So we went over the news and notes. If you wanted to kind of hear kind of our thoughts on some of the injuries and stuff from the day, go ahead and go back and listen to that on part one. But this section, we're going to go over our kings and stings. I'm going to give a little bit of my thoughts and on what all transpired today on some of the good performances and some of the not so good performances. So why don't we go ahead and jump into our kings and stings? Starting it off with the quarterbacks. King number one, Jameis Winston. What a day he had. Yes, while they did not win, they almost pulled that one off against Atlanta. Winston finished with 395 yards, four touchdowns, two interceptions, and 31 rush yards. Was able to find a bunch of different guys for TDs. Let's see, I think Brate had a TD. Howard had a TD. Godwin had a TD. So again, lots of touchdowns in this game. We had picked it as a prime matchup for Winston to have a very, very good game. The Atlanta defense is really struggling with all the injuries that they've had, and so Winston was able to take advantage of that and had a great game. King number two, we've kind of been used to having him near the top of this list, Patrick Mahomes, 344 yards, four touchdowns, three of those to Tyreek Hill, and two interceptions. Really showed a lot of poise. I know that it was very, very difficult for him in the game tonight. Watching a bit of the tape, the Patriots defense was doing some things where they were kind of showing blitz, kind of taking two steps in after the snap, backing off, making it look like Mahomes had more pressure on him than he actually did. And, just typical Belichick mind games. Played with Mahomes a little bit. The man came back. I mean, really, he's been playing absolutely phenomenally, and in that environment, making some of the throws that he did, and missing some of the throws he did. He missed a couple of touchdown passes. At least one to Tyreek Hill. He missed one to in the very beginning to Kareem Hunt in the first quarter, I want to say, and then he had another one that he missed to Travis Kelce. So I mean, it could have been a lot better for him, but he was, he was under duress under a few of those. So, again, a great game for Patrick Mahomes. He's just proving to be an absolutely phenomenal player. A great pickup for those of you who were able to get him off the waiver wire, and really just a great pickup for the Kansas City Chiefs in general. Number three, this is hard to believe that this guy's been on here twice now, considering how just ineffective he was his entire rookie season. Mitchell Trubisky is our king number three, 316 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, 47 rush yards in a game that the Bears defense did not make it easy on Trubisky, and in the end ended up losing it to our honorable mention, who we'll go to in just a second. But Trubisky, I'll be honest, I did not see this coming from Trubisky, and the fact that in the last couple of games that he's played absolutely phenomenally, doing very, very well. I think they finally have figured out a way to use him and a way to allow him to find guys that he needs to in the passing offense. Honestly, kudos to the coaches for being able to do that. Our honorable mention king tonight, Brock Osweiler. Finding out like 60 minutes before game time that he is going to be starting because Tannehill can't go. And maybe even been less time than that. And Brock Osweiler ends up going for 380 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions against the Bears defense, and ends up leading them to a win. Unbelievable. No one saw that out of Brock Osweiler. So what a great game for him. So congratulations to Osweiler. We'll kind of see how it goes next week for Miami. I believe they're still playing. I haven't checked on bye weeks yet in terms of some of these guys. So let's move on. Our stings for the quarterbacks. Sting number one, Deshaun Watson, 177 pass yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, three fumbles, one of them a lost fumble. This was just a bad game for Houston. I'd made mention in part one to the Bills defense playing pretty well lately. And really, they were able to put some pressure on Watson. I'm sure Watson wasn't fully good to go simply because of the chest injury that he played through at the end of the last game, and was actually questionable, and some sites actually had him doubtful for this game. So I know that he wasn't 100% in this game. They managed to get the win, though, in spite of Watson's play this week. So sting number two. While he's not on a ton of rosters, he's owned highly enough for us to be able to put him on here. Derek Carr, like we said, 142 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, two lost fumbles, got sacked a couple times. I think it was both of them were strip sacks. Just a rough day for the Oakland offense. It's been an absolutely terrible start to the year for John Gruden in Oakland, and the defense of Seattle is really picking it up. Really showing a lot in the last couple weeks. So, and our sting number three, Jared Goff, 201 passing yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. Actually, let me make sure that is correct. Just real quick so that I make sure that I actually get what I'm saying correctly. So it was, no touchdowns, and one interception. Four rushes for 14 yards as well. So it was a game where Jared Goff didn't need to throw the ball. It was a cold weather game. They gave the ball to Gurley and just let him run all over the place. So that's it for our kings and stings for the quarterbacks. Let's move on to the running backs. Number one from the Thursday night game, Saquon Barkley, 130 rush yards, one touchdown, nine catches for 99 yards receiving. Big game from him. He is the offense for the Giants. Honestly, I think Eli Manning would be a lot better quarterback if they just kept throwing screens to Saquon Barkley. He may actually throw some touchdown passes that way. But great game from Barkley. Like I said, he is the New York offense outside of Odell. But Odell is kind of dependent on Eli in order to be able to get anything done. So again, great game for Barkley. Number two, we mentioned it earlier, Todd Gurley, 208 yards. Honestly, the only reason he didn't get the yard, didn't end up number one is because we used PPR scoring and Barkley had the nine catches. So 208 yards, two touchdowns, two receptions for 17 yards, a huge game from Todd Gurley. And really, you have to basically expect this kind of a game from him every week. If it doesn't happen, well, that's going to happen every once in a while. But the way that McVay is using Todd Gurley is absolutely phenomenal. He is right now the number one running back in football. So number three king in the running backs, Melvin Gordon, 132 yards, three touchdowns, two catches for 18 yards. Again, Gordon has been an absolute monster this year as well. Gurley and Gordon are just ridiculous. I mean, we are coming back to a phase in the NFL where they're actually workhorse backs, and we're seeing them in Gordon, Gurley, Barkley, Elliott, Hunt. It's really been good to see. So those are our running back kings, Barkley, Gurley, and Gordon. Moving on to the stings. Number one, Royce Freeman, 9 attempts for 22 yards. Freeman is basically, in some ways, has been taken over by Philip Lindsay, an undrafted free agent in that backfield. Lindsay has been outgaining him, being also being used in the pass offense. And so Royce Freeman, you know, he was one that we even picked. Justin picked as a possible rookie of the year. That's not looking to be likely at this point. He's just not being used. It could be that he's not being used effectively. I'd have to actually go back and look at some of the tape on that. But Royce Freeman, rough game, 9 attempts, 22 yards. Number two was the guy that I dropped this morning. Deion Lewis, 5 attempts for 9 yards. 2 catches for 5 yards. Honestly, they were going to have a rough day. Period. In terms of the Tennessee Titans going up against a Baltimore defense that was ready to just rip some heads off. Honorable mention sting is going to be Derrick Henry, who finished, I want to say it was like 7 attempts for 21 yards and 1 catch for 5 yards. So it was an ugly day for Tennessee. Period. So that's definitely. Deion Lewis, I went ahead and dropped him in a 10-team league just because I needed some other players to fill in. I'm pretty set at running back, and Deion Lewis was very much expendable for me. Moving on, our third sting is a guy that I've been trying to trade and been unsuccessful at. Carlos Hyde, 14 attempts for 34 yards. This has just been it's been rough for him. He has not been averaging a whole lot of yardage on his games. His yards per carry have actually been terrible lately. He's been very touchdown dependent, and the last 2 weeks have shown that. So I am, in terms of fantasy purposes, I am moving away from Hyde and moving in some other directions, and some players that have been performing very well, especially in PPR leagues. So there are kings and stings for the running backs. Moving on to the wide receivers. Big night from Tyreek the Freak Hill. 7 catches, 142 yards, and 3 TDs. The last one was impressive. I want to say New England had just scored a field goal to go up 7. And on the first play from scrimmage, I want to say it was from the 25, deep pass to Tyreek Hill, catches it. Runs, outruns the defense, 75 yards for a touchdown. First play after New England goes up 7. Just what a swing in that game. I think there's like 3 minutes left at that point. So big game from Hill. Really glad I have him on one of my teams. The next two names on this list in my 10-team league, these two players aren't even, I mean, they're still on waivers. They aren't even on teams. Albert Wilson, 6 catches, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Let me actually pull up the wide receivers in my, now remember, my league is going to have a little bit different scoring overall, just because we have a lot of different things we add on points for first downs and all this kind of stuff. But I want to say that Albert Wilson, well, doesn't have today's game. Albert Wilson is probably, he's easily a wide receiver too, because he's had 2 massive games. Don't look for that to happen consistently. This is not someone I'm chasing points off of on the waivers unless I see another game. By then it may be too late, but with the way I draft, I'm loaded on wide receivers, so it's not necessarily something that I have to have. So, moving on, number 3, Cole Beasley, 9 catches, 101 yards, 2 TDs, and honestly, I think using Cole Beasley will help Dak Prescott. His rookie year, Beasley was huge for Dak Prescott, catching balls over the middle. I think Beasley actually finished as a mid to low wide receiver 2, maybe high wide receiver 3 in PPR, simply because he was getting catches all the time. Not for a whole lot of yards, not a whole lot of touchdowns, but he was getting a ton of catches. I think that the offense for the Cowboys would benefit from him being used more often if they're not going to use Jeff Swaim, the tight end, for those kind of crossing routes over the middle. Anyways, Beasley, huge game. And then our honorable mention, Adam Thielen, who I have on both my teams this year, 11 catches, 123 yards and a TD. He has now opened the season with six consecutive games over 100 yards receiving. Absolutely ridiculous the amount of points that he has put up so far this year. And to make things even worse, better for whoever, I mean, he is the trusted guy for Kirk Cousins. He is going to continue to get this kind of production just about every game because of the trust that Kirk Cousins has in him. So Adam Thielen, absolute beast this year. He is going to put up some awesome numbers if he can keep this up. So our stings at the wide receiver, we mentioned a couple of these in the part one in terms of the injuries and stuff, but Quincy Enunwa is our number one sting. One catch for 9 yards, and then he lost the fumble. I'm pretty sure it was on that one on that specific thing where he got injured. So a rough day for Quincy Enunwa. For those of you who had them in your lineups, you can't predict injury. And that again goes with our next guy, Cooper Kupp. No catches, no targets. One rush for 12 yards, and it was on that rush where he got horse collar tackled and screwed up his leg a little bit. And again, you cannot predict injuries. So while it sucks to have to put them on the stings list, if you had them in your lineup, it could have cost you a little bit. So, and number three, Jarvis Landry, 2 catches for 11 yards since Baker Mayfield has become the quarterback. He is trusted more in other guys, especially David Njoku, which we're going to get to later in just a second. Using other guys, not so much Jarvis Landry in the passing game. Let me actually look to see how many targets did Landry have? Well, Landry did have 9 targets today. So I think it's just a matter of those two just have not had the connection that they need. They're working on it. They're getting there. But, Landry is getting the work. 15 targets, 7 targets first couple games. Then you go 14, 10, 10, and 9. So in the 3 games that Baker Mayfield has started, 10 targets, 10 targets, 9 targets. They just couldn't connect today. 9 targets, 2 receptions for 11 yards. A lot of that's probably, honestly, on the defense from San Diego. Or, dang it, I keep saying that. L.A., the Chargers. So Landry will have bounce-back games. I'm not worried about it. Hasn't been great. But I'm pretty sure this will improve. So there's our wide receiver stings. Now, finally, let's move on to the tight ends. King number one, Austin Hooper, 9 catches, 71 yards, and a TD. It's been amazing to actually see him get used in the Atlanta offense. Let me see where he's at. Let me pull him up. Austin Hooper, there he is. 10 targets, 9 catches. The previous game, 12 targets, 9 catches, 77 yards, just didn't get into the end zone. He has been getting used a lot. So if he's available in any of your leagues, which I don't know why he would be, he's 67% owned. He's definitely a guy that you'd want to look at picking up. So big game for him today. David Njoku. Now, here's the thing. I had Cameron Brate. I've been telling everyone to pick up Cameron Brate. Winston loves him. And I dropped him this morning because I needed a kicker. And he was the only one I could really drop in order to make something happen for some other positions. Part of the reason I dropped him was because O.J. Howard was announced that he was going to be back. Well, at that point, I figured, they're going to split time. And the first thing I see, Njoku has 1 catch for like 5 yards or something. And then I see the Cameron Brate has a touchdown on the first series. I was like, great, here we go. Well, it turns out Njoku ends up finishing with 7 catches for 55 yards and a TD. So I made the right choice with Njoku. It also looks like Njoku is going to continually get more of this kind of work. Reading on here, he found the end zone. This was his first touchdown of the year. Had a season-high 12 targets. Last week, he had 11 targets. So, again, he's getting more and more and more usage, so it'll be good to see this. He has Tampa Bay next week. So, again, Njoku is a good guy to have right now. 77% owned. So on the few leagues where he is available, he is definitely someone to pick up. Finally, on the Kings, Zach Ertz, 7 catches, 43 yards and a touchdown. Honestly, we don't expect really much less from Zach Ertz. He's a top, a lot of considered top three tight end for the year. And top three talent. He just gets used that much. So, like I said, no surprise to see him in the Kings list. For the Stings, going back to that Oakland game, Jared Cook, 2 catches, 10 yards. That's how bad it was for Oakland this week. Carr trying to find him, and he just was not open at all. So, he was only targeted twice in the game. So, really just a rough game for him. Let's see. Yeah, so he goes on to a bye. He's going to be a big part of the offense. This is just a down game. The Seahawks were doing a great job of guarding him and making sure this stuff was going. So, number 2 sting. It was kind of hard. I'll be honest. It was kind of hard to put together the stings for this. The tight ends are so decimated that you expect certain guys to just do a certain amount. And because there are so many low guys, guys that you just wouldn't expect to be playing that are, getting some time, they're not doing all that much. Well, Kyle Rudolph ends up having to be a sting number 2. 4 catches, 37 yards, no touchdown, only 7.7 points in PPR. Again, I was trying hard to find someone, and he was owned enough that, that kind of a game is not really going to help you out a whole lot in PPR. Not a big game. So that's Kyle Rudolph is a quote-unquote sting. The last one, believe it or not, I'm actually putting him on here even though he got a touchdown, was Cameron Brate. Now, I said that Cameron Brate got a touchdown on the opening drive. Turns out that was his only reception on the day. You would expect a lot more from a guy that gets a touchdown in the opening drive. No, that was it. That was it. So, I think it was more just the disappointment, thinking that he was going to be used a whole lot more. Ends up with the 1 catch for 15 yards and a touchdown. O.J. Howard ended up having a bigger game. I want to say 4 catches for 62 yards and a touchdown. So yeah, Cameron Brate, I put him on the list simply because we'd expected a little bit more, and it just didn't, it was the 1 catch, and that was it. So. All right, so that's it for the Kings and Stings. We hope that you guys have enjoyed this. Please, we would love to get your feedback. If you could get, again, message us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever you guys find us, message us. Let us know what you think of us kind of splitting up these episodes a little bit. We hope you guys have enjoyed it. Again, make sure to go to SkullKingFootball.com. To check out our ratings for this next week as we get ready to set those up. Also, listen tomorrow night for our waiver wire episode. We, again, thank you for taking the time to listen. My name is Ryan Skullard, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, Skull King Nation. Thank you for listening to the Skull King Football Podcast. Did you like this episode? If so, be sure to go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube to subscribe. Also, please leave us a rating and reviews to let us know how we can better help you rule your leagues.